The General Services Administration has been working to combine 8 contractor databases into a single system. Officials now say it will take at least another 2 years to complete, but GSA has already been working on the system for award management since 2010. And you might not be surprised to find that timetable is leaving some on Capitol Hill frustrated. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with the latest on SAM and how it could impact Denise Turner Roth's promotion to agency administrator. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so remind us what SAM is, what it's supposed to do, and why it's starting to get under the skin of some people on the Hill.
Well, the System for Award Management, or you can find that at SAM.gov, is GSA's program to really consolidate 8 separate disparate databases that hold vendor data. We're talking about things like the Central Contractor Registration, which, to be honest, Tom, doesn't even live anymore, but that's a name people do recognize. But also the Past Performance Information Retrieval System is another one of those 8. Now, if you remember, GSA awarded IBM a $74 million contract in 2010. The program unfortunately limped along for the next 2 years. And in 2012, GSA moved the program out of the Office of Government-Wide Policy and into the agency's Chief Information Officer's office, and at the same time getting assistance from the Federal Acquisition Service. Over the next 3 years, GSA actually had to change contractors, brought in Booz Allen Hamilton in 2014 under a $64 million deal. So here we are, 2015. Denise Turner Roth is the acting GSA administrator. She tells the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee that SAM is still more than 2 more years away from completion. Well, that didn't sit well with Senator Claire McCaskill. Listen to this exchange between McCaskill and Turner Roth.
I'm going to withhold judgment on your confirmation until I get a date. Now, that date may not end up being the date, but I just have this sense. I mean, this is 2018. I mean, we've been at this for 6 years. You're telling me it's going to be another 2.5 years, 8.5 years to integrate databases?
The only thing I can say is the
cost, just so everybody understands, the cost has gone from $96 million to $181 million. That we know of right now. So is it more than 181 in the long run? Is it going to be more than 181 if we're going to 2018?
I will definitely assure you that this is a very important item, and I will certainly follow up with your office and make sure that we are being very clear in terms of what we're expecting from timelines as well as the cost overall. It obviously been very inefficient. It has not hit the success that we needed to hit, and we need to
Contractors are making a lot of money off this deal. And I just don't sense that there's urgency.
Now, McCaskill has been frustrated by this before, the lack of answers. Back in 2012, when former GSA Administrator Dan Tangerlini went through his nomination process, McCaskill says Dan Tangerlini was noncommittal to the similar questions. So here we are 3 years later, and McCaskill wants some answers.
So, Jason, do we know what the status is of that program? What does GSA say it actually is?
Well, SAM is definitely making progress. If you go to the website, SAM.gov, again, you can access many, if not all, of those 8 databases. But there's not this one central data warehouse. In many ways, Tom, it's just pulling the data from the existing legacy databases. And I think that's part of McCaskill's concerns.
Are there still legacy systems being operated by agencies other than GSA?
There would be, yes. Is the short answer.
Do you have any sort of timeline for the retirement of legacy systems and the full GSA oversight of contractor information database?
The system, as you know, as it's being built out, is in an iterative stage. And so we're building as we go and testing and ensuring that what we build onto it is actually being successful. Its completion date at this stage is, I believe it's 2018, but it will be dependent upon how successful each stage is. I think that there was likely a lot of time lost on the front end, sort of putting all of those efforts together and then turning on the switch just to find out that it wasn't going to work well. Some of the efforts that have been put in place at the agency, both in terms of the changing of the management structure, as well as taking a different development approach, I think are important parts to it actually being successful as we make those transitions.
Now, in Denise Turner-Roth's questions for the record, these are the questions that every nominee gives to the committee before the hearing. She offered a little more evidence of Sam's progress and future plans. Turner-Roth says more than 500,000 vendors have active registrations under SAM.gov. It takes less than 3 days for a vendor to register and get approved by the government under SAM. She says even help desk calls are down, meaning the system is working better. GSA is also benchmarking response times to questions to ensure that they are answered timely, and customers are engaged by software developers through a user-centric agile process. Now, I also went out to industry and said, well, what do you think of SAM.gov? Does this matter? And in fact, the Professional Services Council came back to me and said, you know what? We're not really paying attention to this effort in a deep way. Alan Shavakin is the PSC's senior vice president. He tells me by email that PSC is long past has no longer any concerns about the slow pace of integration of the components of what they call the integrated acquisition environment, the IAE, into this single SAM database. Shavakin says while the vision of a single system is good, it has promise, the current system configuration is working well for companies, and it doesn't appear to have any significant issues for the agencies either. So while, you know, it is working and there is progress, obviously Senator McCaskill wants more progress and it to be done more quickly.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, these questions about SAM were part of the Senate's nomination hearing of Denise Turner-Roth to be the administrator. She's acting now. What else were they worried about up there on the Hill?
Well, what's interesting about this nomination hearing is that it was one of the most calm, almost uneventful ones that I've seen in the past. You know, first of all, Turner-Roth's opening statement, I think, was less than 2 minutes total.
Bless her heart.
Yes. Only four committee members even showed up. Chairman Ron Johnson actually didn't even show up. He handled the gavel to Ranking Member Tom Carper. So I think that's a sign that there's a lot of support for her, that people don't have a lot of concerns, or it meant that members were just too busy worrying about the hearings and information they were getting about the Iran deal. So we're not sure which took precedence on this one. But still, I think the members who showed up wanted to learn more about Turner-Roth's priorities. And she says there's three: operational excellence, economic catalyst, and being more proactive partnerships with customer agencies.
I think these themes build on the strengths of GSA and our current mission. In terms of operational excellence, there have been quite a bit of reforms, as I referenced earlier, that have been put in place in relation to the agency, especially around consolidation of some of our operational activity. For us to continue to see that through and ensure that effort's successful, as well as right size for the operations of the organization, I think is important. The previous administrator, Administrator Tangelini, set out on a path in 2012, and I think that it is the right direction. And so really trying to ensure that the nuts and bolts of that activity is followed through is a key priority for me.
Now, around economic catalyst, that focuses on real property, real estate. Turner-Roth, who comes from the state and local government, says that she's committed to working with those state and local governments around the country to ensure that buildings and leases serve the government and the community equally well. Now, the third priority is focused on agency partnerships, and really what we're talking about here, for the most part, is in the acquisition community. Turner-Roth says GSA needs to do more to help agencies deal with their flat or shrinking budgets.
To the extent that we can look ahead, utilizing the data that we have about these agencies, and help them be more strategic in how they approach their current management, I think would help make them successful. So if that's from property acquisition technology, back office management, we frequently are engaging with all of the agencies around federal government. We have a good insight in terms of what they manage, how much they're managing, who they're managing for, and I think we can use that data to proactively go to them with the potential solutions.
Now, some lawmakers also about initiatives such as strategic sourcing, category management, but really Turner-Roth offered no new insights into those efforts. Now, there was a couple other things that came out from her questions for the record, and I dug into those. And one of the big issues is the question of fees that GSA charges for the GSA schedule. I think that came up during the questions for the record. And when we do have that whole document, 29 pages or so, linked up on federalnewsradio.com so people can go through it and read it for themselves. But Turner-Roth says GSA actually reduced fees in its fleet program and gave agencies a refund, $12 million in 2014 and a mid-year rebate in 2015 of $128 million for the fleet program, mainly because of lower gas prices. She says the general supplies and services schedule also changed business models, and that helped reduce rates. One other area, let me highlight, Tom, real quick, about from Turner Roth's questions for the record, is the Smart Pay. That's the credit card program that agencies use. Obviously, members of Congress, the Senate committee from yesterday, were very concerned about waste, fraud, and abuse in that program. Turner Roth tells them that GSA developed a government-wide benchmarking effort for purchase card metrics. Now, these include things like data mining tools, tools that show which vendors agencies are buying the most from, the number of transactions that are disputed, the number that are confirmed violations by the agency's inspector general. So a lot of more data coming. Turner Roth says these metrics should give GSA insight into which agencies are struggling with purchase card management efforts and where there are opportunities for improvement across government. Again, I think that has been a big area that a lot of people focused on.
Jason, I was just thinking that $128 million refund from lower gas prices, maybe agencies could use it to pay for credit monitoring and give it back to OPM, but a different topic.
Different topic.
Did you get a sense of whether Turner Roth is going to be approved by the committee at least?
You know, I got a sense there weren't too many problems within the committee, but you heard McCaskill say she's going to reserve judgment until she gets answers about Sam. Now, later in the day, I did hear from a McCaskill spokeswoman, and they tell me at this point, you know, the really goal here is tell us the final completion date and updated estimated life cycle of the system for award management. They're going to also apply some other pressure. They're going to closely monitor the project, but also McCaskill plans to place a hold on Denise Turner Roth's nomination until they get more data, completion date, estimated life cycle costs about Sam. So that could actually throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into this process. Now, if GSA responds very quickly and McCaskill is satisfied, you know, there is a business meeting scheduled for next Wednesday, I think July 29th, where her nomination could be voted on. And then I wouldn't be surprised, again, if GSA satisfies McCaskill's concerns that her nomination gets voted on by the full Senate soon after the August recess.
Well, you know, she could always call up Booz Allen Hamilton, who's working on this, and say, look, I want to say April 23rd, 2018. And they'll say, sure. And that's what she can tell McCaskill.
And McCaskill fully understands that date may move. I mean, there's a lot of issues that she understands with an IT project. But I think by having that date, at least she has something to kind of hold on to and say, if the things change, you better tell me why, versus what she's getting now is soon. Yeah, we're getting it. You know, and I think she wants something just more concrete.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. I appreciate that update.
Thank you, Tom.